This is Rob again, Vegas 2012, day four. Well, today was a pretty brutal day. I'll get to the end first. I ended up for the day, but not very much. I made $80, and I was at the table for 8.5 hours. So, as you can guess, that made for a pretty brutal session. I mean, I was in for 500, and I cashed out 580. And I only made that last 80 literally in my last hand. It was just crazy. I mean, I tried everything I could. I changed up my style. Typically when I get to a table for the first time, I play pretty tight. Unless I have a big hand, I try not to play anything for at least a round and a half, sometimes two. So that's what I did. You know, I sit there and I watch the table, see who's who. Take a look at the stacks, take a look at the styles, see what they're playing, see who's tired, see who's drunk, just analyze the table. So I did that for a little while, and typically that usually cost me a little bit at the beginning. I may lose 10, 20, 30 bucks even, just trying to get a read on the table. But then I kind of start adjusting. So, you know, I'd pretty much tried everything. I played ultra tight, I loosened up a little bit, I tried to make some raises on the button, but just, you know, average hands. Tried limping in a lot. I tried raising hands. I tried, when I'd limp into the pot from the little or big blind, if I hit a pair, sometimes I would bet it. Sometimes I would just check it. Sometimes I would check fold. Sometimes I would check raise. I mixed it all up. And nothing was working. Everything I did would lose. Eventually, I busted my first buy-in, which was 200. Rebought for 100. And I immediately lost like 60 of that. I don't even remember what hand. And it was pretty frustrating. Busted that, pulled out another 200. And by now I was getting kind of aggravated. I was pretty frustrated. It was probably about 6 hours in. And I built that up to about 425. So I was about $75 down. And I was just going to ride it all the way. The thing is, I was at the Excalibur and they have a promotion during football games, where if you're playing during the football game, every time they score a touchdown or a field goal, they pull out a drawing or ticket that you get for. You get a ticket at the beginning of each quarter, and they draw a ticket every time there's a touchdown. You get $50 if you have the winning ticket. For field goal, you get $25 if there's a safety, and I've seen it happen, but not this past Thursday. But if there's a safety, it's $200. And then at the end of every quarter, it's $100. And there's about 30 or 40 people in the room, so a decent chance of winning something. And then if you play all the way to 11 o'clock at night, well, the games here, remember I'm the West Coast, so the games start at 5:30. But if you go all the way to 11 o'clock, they splash $1,000 in there. So they give away $250 four times. And the guy to my right won $250 twice. The lady on my left and I decided to pool our tickets together, and if we won, we would give each other $125, but that didn't happen. So the guy to my right won twice. So anything, it was very frustrating. I was down a lot. When I built it up to about $425, I made a pretty big bluff on a guy, and or bluff attempt, and he called me with second pair after some long thought, so I was pretty bummed about that, and I went back down to about $200. I think I actually went down all the way down to about $71, and slowly built it back up, just slowly, steadily, and got it up to about, I don't know, 280 or something like that, 290, I guess, because what happened is I ended up with King 6 suited on the big blind, which is $2, and a bunch of players were in for $6, and a lot of times I fold that, but I had about, like I said, 290-ish, about 300, and I was like, you know what, whatever, I'll just call $4. And flopped queen 6-6, and I had a king of hearts, and there was two hearts on the flop, and I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty decent flop. I had just lost a trips earlier with a bad kicker on the button, or not even a bad kicker, but the guy had a better kicker, and so I thought, you know, this will be okay, but the guy had flopped full house, queens. He had queen six, but I rivered a king on him, and I was pretty happy. That put me at 580, and I was done. So anyway, looking forward to the next day. Until next time.